Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Darlene Graham will get the chance to carry on her late brother's legacy in the U.S. Senate. She's won the Republican Senate runoff in South Carolina, hoping to win election to the seat that was held by Senator Lindsey Graham. Darlene thanks President Trump for his endorsement, saying it made all the difference.
Mr. President, Lindsey truly loved you and viewed you as one of his closest friends. I appreciate that bond and appreciate all that you've done for our country. Our victory would not have been possible without you, and we are truly grateful.
New developments are giving Republicans fresh momentum as they defend their Senate majority in the 2026 midterm.
The GOP holds a 53-47 Senate edge. Democrats need four net pickups to gain the majority, and they face headwinds. Analysts point to evidence of persistent Democratic bias in polling and historical summer polling bumps that are likely fading. The race is tightening in Michigan, while Alaska moves toward Republicans. With most vulnerable seats in states won by President Trump, Republicans maintain a strong structural advantage. Ken Lorman reports.
The U.S. and Canada are ramping up their trade war, hitting each other with steep new retaliatory tariffs. The world is united in grief. People across the globe bid farewell to Dolly Parton. The country music icon and actress, philanthropist, and businesswoman has died following a brief battle with cancer. She's to be laid to rest at a private service for family. Dolly Parton was 80. And not related to her passing, it just so happens that the next tropical storm that will form out in the Atlantic is to be named Dolly. Wall Street, Dow futures 33 points higher. The NASDAQ futures down 53. S&P futures off 5 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you carrying more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Do you feel like you're running on a financial treadmill, making payment after payment, month after month, yet never getting ahead? If you're tired of watching your hard-earned money disappear into interest charges, there may be options available to help you take back control of your finances. At Total Financial Freedom, they'll show you what qualified consumers may be able to save through programs designed to help them resolve debt faster than making minimum payments alone. The consultation is free, confidential, and comes with absolutely no obligation. Why spend years, sometimes decades, paying thousands in interest when there may be a better path forward? Total Financial Freedom is a Christian-owned company that has helped thousands of Americans pursue financial freedom for nearly 20 years and is proudly A-plus rated and accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now and ask how you can receive a complimentary copy of The Debt Dietitian. Stop running in place. Start moving toward financial freedom at 866-844-7344. 866-844-7344.
Good morning, you're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a minor wreck on the shoulder in Hunt Valley. Just a heads up on 83 South. It's on the shoulder at Shawan Road with a trooper there. It's not a big deal. There's no backup. Just a word of caution. Heads up for the trooper on the right side. Both the tunnels with a good start. The lanes are open primarily southbound. That's where most of the traffic is. And a good start for the JFX. Right now we're clear. The lanes are open. Three lanes westbound to eastbound at the Bay Bridge, and then clear from there over to the Severn River Bridge and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and a little warmer today with a little more humidity as highs reach the mid-80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the milder low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
61 degrees in Nottingham and 61 in Abingdon. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore City has filed an emergency motion asking for a temporary stay on a court order requiring the city to turn over information requested by the Inspector General's office. Judge Pamela White made the ruling Monday and denied a motion to dismiss the IG's lawsuit, claiming the city is blocking access to key records. The city is asking that the order be put on hold as it appeals the judge's August 14th and 24th ruling that the IG's subpoenas are not in conflict with the Maryland Public Information Act. According to the Baltimore Sun, the city claims the records could contain information covered by attorney-client privilege, medical confidentiality, or other laws. And Howard County intends to appeal a federal ruling that reinstated the construction permit for the developer working on a proposed ICE facility in Elkridge. In February, the county revoked permits for the project and developer Genesis GSA. They filed a lawsuit earlier this month. U.S. District Judge Adam Abelson issued an order allowing the developer to continue its work on Meadow Ridge Road, which is more than 90% completed. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 382, the pick 4, 9234. It's 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Kim Klasick here. Want to know what real relaxation sounds like? It's saying, hey family, let's head down to our beach house in Delaware this weekend. Instead of spending thousands every summer on rental, why not own your own place at the beach? That's where Adam Kasabi with Long & Foster comes in. Adam knows the Delaware beach market better than anybody and can help make that dream happen. Call or text Adam today at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643 or visit buyindelaware.com.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, the O's nine-game road trip got off to a bang in St. Louis.
And he jolts that one out to deep left field. You can forget that. That ball's long gone. An absolute no-doubter from Pete Alonso. His 31st of the year is a...
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson, and the shot by Alonso was blast off of the birds last night. A 16-hit attack off five Cardinal pitchers, an 8-run fifth, all in support of Chris Bassitt, who pitched into the seventh. 13-1 the final last night in the Gateway City. Now, after the game, manager Albert has on the O's big offensive night.
Extremely excited. There was a lot of good on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, especially run the bases aggressively early. A lot of first to thirds. A lot of guys in motion with hits. You know, obviously the big swings by Pete and Cess. And
Cess, of course, is Christian and Encarnacion Strand, a solo blast as well. The win improves Baltimore to 64-68 on the year. They're 2.5 behind Cleveland now. In the wild card chase, they're 1.5 behind the Texas Rangers. Ravens news, offensive coordinator Declan Doyle announcing that he will call plays from upstairs this season. The decision cemented by his experience in week 2 against Minnesota.
And so Minnesota was good because they're a little bit unique in the challenges that they bring and your ability to adjust to that defense kind of as the game goes. They do some things from a personnel standpoint that change the way you call the game. And so I really wanted to be able to practice that as a staff where, you know, I'm putting something on the field, I'm getting information from them, and then I'm calling the game accordingly. And so that I felt like, again, clean communication structure in game 2.
Ravens and Commanders will hold joint practices beginning at 10:30 a.m. today in Owings Mills. Coming up in 30 minutes, the SEC takes a stand. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Dundalk to the boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Welcome to our Wednesday free-for-all. Whatever is on your mind is on our minds. Good morning. My name is Jeff McDonald, guest hosting for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. Our executive producer is the lovely Michelle Drosella, who will be taking your calls at 410-922-6680 and 800-922-6680 on WCBM 680 AM 99.9 for our friends in Harford County FM, and of course around the world at WCBM.com. We want to hear from you because, oh my golly, in the last 24 hours, many, many things have happened locally, nationally, and around the world. Dolly Rebecca Parton was born on January 19, 1946, in Sevier County, Tennessee. The Partons were a farming family, and Dolly had 11 siblings. From a young age, it was clear that Dolly had a talent for music. After she received a guitar when she was 8, she started writing her own music. She sang and played the guitar on local radio and television from the age of 10. When Dolly was only 13 years old, she performed at the Grand Ole Opry, a famous weekly radio broadcast for country music. After graduating from high school in 1964, Dolly moved to Nashville, the country music capital, to start a career as a musician. On her first day in Nashville, Dolly met Carl Dean. It was love at first sight for Dolly. They quickly grew close, but after a few months of dating, Carl joined the Army. And we will get more into Dolly Parton when we get back from traffic and weather. Chuck, what's happening out there, my friend? Good morning, and it's great to talk to you.
Same thing here. Thank you. Good morning. The good news is very quiet early. We'll take it. We don't know how long it'll last. You know how things go.
Oh, yes.
Kind of cruise along here at 6 o'clock, then all hell breaks loose. But right now, we'll take it. Both the tunnels are clear and no issues there. There was a minor incident. I think it might have been a hit and run. Southbound I-83 at Shawan Road. It was on the shoulder. That has now cleared, and the state trooper has left that area. JFX, wide open. No problems at all. We have a good trip towards the Capitol Beltway with the lanes open. BW Parkway gets busy around Route 32, 95 on the south end. Right now, the lanes are clear, joining the Capitol Beltway into Prince George's and over towards Montgomery County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Mr. Whitaker. The Fox 45 weather forecast already again, ladies and gentlemen, like yesterday. It is a beautiful day out there. Get out. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy. And tonight, temperatures will fall back into the 70s. So again, get out, stay out. And in St. Michael's, it's 68. Westminster is reporting in at approximately 59. And the Maryland and Delaware beaches are a balmy, nice 70 degrees. So let's get back to Dolly Parton. All right, so she met Carl Dean. They agreed to get married when he returned. And you know what? Let's hear a little Dolly Parton right now. And I'll continue talking. So while Carl was away, Dolly focused on her music career, and we're hearing 99. Let's hear a little 9 to 5.
And try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it.
9 to 5 also, I think, was made into a movie, correct, Michelle? When they were married on May 30, 1966, she made it clear that she would not become a housewife and would continue her music career. Porter Wagoner, a country music star, recognized Dolly's talent. She appeared on his television show, which aired all over the United States. This helped her land her first record deal with RCA Records, releasing songs with Porter. Dolly started her solo career in 1974 and quickly produced hit songs such as Jolene and I Will Always Love You. She famously wrote two songs on the same day. That's impressive. The Country Music Association named her Female Vocalist of the Year 1975 and 1976. From the start of her career, Dolly showed she had a strong sense of business. She always owned the rights to the music she produced, Smart Woman, earning millions of dollars in royalties. In 1977, Dolly made the crossover to pop music. Her song, Here You Come Again, I still think that's a bit of a country song, but what do I know? Again, reached number 3 on the pop music charts, as well as the number 1 spot in the country music charts. Ah, see, there you go. It was number 1 in the country music charts that they said it was a pop song. She won her first Grammy Award that same year for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. Dolly's public image was as famous as her music, with platinum blonde dyed hair and a large bust. She was open about the adjustments she had made to her appearance, including plastic surgery. As a young girl, she did not find herself naturally pretty, which she truly was. With fame came attention and money, and Dolly made herself look like what she, as a self-proclaimed country girl, thought was glamorous. Her surgically enhanced appearance contributed to her icon status in American culture. Dolly made her Hollywood debut in 1980, starring in the movie 9 to 5, a comedy about three working women who dreamed about revenge on their awful boss. It is a powerful movie about women fighting sexual harassment at work and has a feminist message. In addition to acting the movie, Dolly also wrote the music for the soundtrack. The title song reached the top on both the pop and country music charts. She was nominated for an Academy Award for it. This thing goes on and on. Dolly Parton had an incredible life, and since this is Free for All Wednesday, if you would like to call Michelle and I here on 680 WCBM at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680, we would really enjoy hearing your memories, your perspective on the incredible life of Dolly Parton, who again was born in 1946 and from a farming family with 11 siblings. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, back then it was not uncommon for farm families to have children in the double digits, and it's just what a phenomenal career. I necessarily
rags to riches.
Rags to riches. Go ahead, Michelle.
I was just going to say she's the epitome of what the American dream is. You know, she came from humble beginnings. She worked hard all of her life, and she was famous. I mean, it shows you what you can do if you put your mind and hard work to it.
You know, it's fascinating you say that, and we'll talk a little bit. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about that after we come back after the break. But you hit the nail on the head. A God-given talent.
Yeah.
It was her passion. she used it. And she, it's reading this whole thing, Dolly was always Dolly.
Yes.
It's like she never got mixed up in all of the insane minutia. So let's go to break and then let's continue that. Thank you, Michelle. We'll go to break. We'll be right back. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on Casey & Company.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it. We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. Housesforcashbaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
Calling all patriots, the Smile Design Center and Newsmax presents the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest. Saturday, September 26th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Executive Plaza in Hunt Valley.
Rain or shine.
Join Sean Casey, Kim Clancy, Ron Carson, and Councilman Nino Mangione, along with other candidates and elected officials as we rally for the pivotal midterm and gubernatorial election.
Admission is free with food available for purchase by Jimmy's Famous Seafood and Kona Ice Cream.
Unite to fight for Maryland's future. Don't miss the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk. Right here on WCBM.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
The seasons of my youth, I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. We're talking about Dolly Parton, and here's another person who from a very young age knew their passion, and when he was 10 years old used to run around Irvington with a Mr. Microphone, corralling the kids on their bicycles and making sure that they got where they needed to get safely. Ladies and gentlemen, the living legend of traffic, Mr. Chuck Whitaker.
You know, the sad part is I had a tariff. You cross my street, you pay.
There you go. I love it. Making money no matter however you can. That's great.
You know, sometimes a little extortion for milk money every once in a while, but that's another story.
That's all right. We'll get to that at another time. What's happening out there, my friend?
Some construction. They're doing a little work already here northbound 95 in Harford County at Route 24. So at the 76-mile marker northbound, right now they're blocking the left-hand lane. There's no delay there. We'll come back and revisit on that. BW Parkway still looks good. Arundel Mills through Route 32 coming up from Route 197. All the lanes are open, top to bottom. You're clear on the JFX from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. We'll see you in 10. The Fox 45 weather forecast, mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight. Temperatures will fall back into the 70s. It is a beautiful morning. Get out and stay out. Michelle, this is, you hit the nail on the head. She came from nothing. It's the consummate American dream story. And I think the pinnacle for many, many country singers is to have the privilege and opportunity to perform at the Grand Ole Opry, and she did it when she was 13.
13 years old, yep.
I wonder if she's the youngest.
I don't know that. We'd have to ask ChatGPT.
But just continue like you were saying about people following their passion.
Well, I mean, it's just like, you know, do what you love and you never work a day in your life. I mean, there's ways to do it and you just have to put your mind to it. She put her mind to it and she, like you said, she owned the rights to all of her music,
yes.
Which was smart.
Yes.
She went independent. That was smart.
Yes.
You know, I don't know. And pray to the good Lord that he leads you in the right direction.
Amen. Amen. You know, that what a great point.
And that's another thing about Dolly. She never really got into any trouble, so to speak.
When you,
she was married to her husband for 59 years, I believe.
Wow. Yeah.
And he just passed last year. So it's almost like, you know, lost love, broken heart. But she did. They said she had cancer.
Okay.
They said she died from a bout of cancer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the fact is, again, you make a great point. On her first day in Nashville, Dolly met Carl Dean. It was love at first sight for Dolly. They were married on May 30, 1966. So, and like you said, so many people that we put up on pedestals,
right.
Whether it be, you know, Gary and I were talking about a Ravens player yesterday and the shenanigans he got into, the actors and actresses that we think are so great. It is just so heartwarming to see someone who became such a rising star at such a young age and just with a trajectory that was just like a rocket ship, just stay out of all that insane minutia. That is strong will.
And to keep a genuine self.
Yes.
You know, and be genuine to her fans. She loved her fans, and it showed.
It showed, yeah.
And she also did a lot of philanthropy. Like, she did the books, you know.
150 children's books.
Yes. And I believe she did it for free. She gave a lot of them away.
I mean,
it's amazing. Her life is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful role model for everyone.
Everybody. You know, I got this story off of the web, obviously. And it's, I mean, there's two more pages. We could do the whole hour on it, but obviously we won't. But there are things in there. I mean, I didn't know Dolly Parton that very well, but what a phenomenal woman. What a phenomenal American. This is what we need now. And,
exactly.
And if you have grandkids, kids out there, find this on, it's called Her Life Story. Read it to them. You know, working on a farm, by the time kids were 10, 12 years old, they all had chores every day. I had my first job cutting grass when I was like 12 years old.
I was 14.
Yeah, cutting grass and washing neighbors' cars because I loved having my own money.
Yes, me
right?
too. Uh-huh.
And the other thing is that, you know, of course there was no internet, there was no screens, the whole nine yards. The fact that she knew she had a talent and she followed it, didn't give up, strong will, grit, everything that America it was built upon, everything.
Exactly. Pursuit of happiness.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Michelle, you're spot on. That is phenomenal. I mean, she created Dollywood in, I think, I don't know when it was, but she was just a phenomenal story. So, Dolly Parton, you will be missed. Godspeed to your family. And again, I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. If you would like to comment on Dolly Parton, her incredible life, or anything else that is on your mind, this is my last of 3 days. It has been phenomenal working with Maggie, Michelle, and Gary. I mean, this has been great, but I want to hear from you this morning. So give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, as we make our way through the morning with some other news. And after the bottom of the hour, we will get into this insanity called the peace team in Baltimore City. So we will be right back after the continuing news with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Annapolis Mayor Jared Lippman says the city dock project is proceeding on budget and ahead of schedule. When completed, the project will serve as a defense system to safeguard the downtown area from flooding. During a Tuesday briefing, the mayor updated the project timeline, saying the U.S. Naval Academy is expected to reopen Barry Gate and restore foot traffic to the Dock Street business corridor this December. In March of 2027, the boardwalk along Ego Alley is expected to be open to pedestrians. And in July of 2027, City Dock Park and the Maritime Welcome Center are scheduled to open. Baltimore County Grand Jury has indicted a 26-year-old man for the 2024 murder of his ex-girlfriend. Amir Johnson allegedly shot and killed Shaquayla Allen in the parking lot of her apartment building on Whitelaw Place. Police identified Johnson as a suspect, but he remained on the run until his arrest earlier this month. Johnson is charged with first-degree murder and is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center without bond. And Fox 45 reports Baltimore police are describing Monday's chaos at the Rotunda in North Baltimore as a large gathering of youth, not a teen takeover. But the scene still left residents and visitors shaken after a fight and property damage. The disruptions unfolded at the Rotunda on West 40th Street, where hundreds of students converged on the property after what was the first day of classes for Baltimore City Public Schools. Police said the gathering led to a fight and damage that police believe was accidental, not vandalism. Maryland is spending $184 million to add an extra lane to a portion of the Baltimore Beltway, a project officials said will ease congestion during peak travel times, but has left some drivers questioning how it will work. The project, which includes construction and traffic pattern changes along 38 miles of Interstate 695, is designed to add capacity along the west and north sides of the Beltway from I-70 interchange to Route 43 near White Marsh Boulevard. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I am attorney Michael Friedman, and I'm excited and proud to announce that September marks 35 years of our law practice in Owings Mills and 35 years of a great association with WCBM Radio. From the early days of The Lawyer Show to our weekly chats with Sean, our partnership with 680 AM has been a total win-win-win for us, WCBM, and hopefully and most importantly for you, our incredible loyal listeners. And to celebrate, we're throwing a party and inviting you to join us on September 10th from 6 to 8 at the Hilton Garden Inn on Owings Mills Boulevard in Owings Mills. Stephen, Rachel, and I will be on hand to meet you, consult if there's a legal issue you'd like to discuss, or just to say hi. Our special guest that evening will be Mr. Sean Casey himself, and some other prominent folks like Nino Mangione have promised to stop by and join the fun. We'll have food and drink for you, so please come on by and help us celebrate on September 10th from 6 to 8 at the Hilton Garden Inn. We look forward to meeting all of you and to personally thank you for your support over all these years.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And we're in Annapolis again, taking a look at the Bay Bridge, and three lanes are open westbound to eastbound. There's a ship coming under the bridge right now, heading out from the bay and going south from the bay. So that's a nice visual right now as you're traveling locally in that area. And in the meantime, we're still clear as you're traveling on 50 over to Ritchie Highway and over to the Severn River Bridge. We're getting some brake lights now, a little more of a buildup. 95 southbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and a little warmer today with a little more humidity as highs reach the mid-80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the milder low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A resounding result last night for the Orioles.
Encarnacion Strand. That is a moonshot. Take it to the river. Deep out of here. A titanic blast on the banks of the Mississippi.
Wow, take me to the river. Let's hear it. Great call by Ben Wagner on Masson. CES solo blast followed a three-run shot by Pete Alonso in the third, and then the O's broke it open with eight more in the fifth last night in St. Louis. Birds crushed the Cardinals 13-1, the final, the opener of a nine-game road trip. Jackson Holliday led off with the Birds last night and went 3-for-6 in his homecoming to St. Louis.
Yeah, it was really cool. Obviously grew up coming to these games and coming out here for BP and watching my dad play here for a long time, so to get actually be able to come out here and play the game of baseball myself is pretty cool.
Jackson Holliday's father, Matt, of course, playing for the Cardinals for 8 years, 2009-2017. Meanwhile, the Ravens were back at it today, joint practice with the Commanders in Owings Mills. That'll kick off at 10:30 this morning. Now, 2 weeks ago, we heard from defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver before the Eagles game. He was a bit unsure of his game day role, considering Jesse Minter would be calling the defensive plays. Now, after two games, Weaver says he and the coach are in rhythm.
Jess and I, like, there's a beautiful yin-yang to, like, our football knowledge. He's been a back seven guy by trade. I've been a front end guy by trade. But we both called it, so we got big picture views of all of it, too. So on game day, I primarily focus on the front end first. He primarily focuses on back end first, and we come together and see what we think. So
and there you go. Meanwhile, one of the players turning heads this year on the defensive side of the ball is rookie fifth-rounder Chandler Rivers. He's a defensive back out of Duke.
He just has come out here and gotten better every single day, which is all you want to see from a young player. He learned from his mistakes. The repeatable errors just don't really occur. And then when you mix that work ethic with obviously his talent, the results are what you see on, you know, the last game and what we see now here on the practice field. So
a lot of talent in that Ravens defensive back room. The question, of course, as always, will be staying healthy. And finally, the SEC joining the Big Ten yesterday in its unanimous opposition to athletes leaving the NFL and returning to college teams, swiftly passing a new conference rule that gives Commissioner Greg Sankey full authority to enforce it with penalties. Sources telling ESPN the vote to implement the policy was 16-0. The league, the rules cover the NFL as well as the NBA and the WNBA. The time now is 6:37 when we return the role of faith in sports.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's the perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Gen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
Jeff, this one's right up your alley.
Yes, sir.
You had a call yesterday after I did my sports at 8:30. There was a caller who called and said, I don't remember exactly how they got onto the topic, but she said, you know, one of the things that they don't show on television is after the players get introduced, the Ravens
yes.
players, they all, the defensive players especially, go into the corner end zone, the far end zone, kneel down and have a pregame prayer.
Correct.
And it got me to thinking, and we were talking about, you know, religion and sports and all that yesterday, and it got me to thinking, you know, the role of faith, especially in the NFL, but really all throughout sports, is something that's not talked about very often. If you talk to NFL players or Major League players in general, they will often talk about God
yes.
and their faith in God
yes.
because they realize that any time that they step on the field or the court or the
yes.
rink, etc., that this could be the last
yes.
time that they'll ever play the game.
Yes.
And to get where they've gotten they had to have more often than not a deep faith in God
Amen.
To take care of them in the background.
Oh.
And so that is not something that's talked about often, but is prevalent in locker rooms and clubhouses across the country.
Well, it is, and it's funny you say that because I have a friend who is in the administrative end of the Ravens, and she basically almost quoted to me in a conversation we had exactly what you have, that how strong the faith is within the community of the players. And I'm drawing Tim Tebow. Remember Tim Tebow?
Absolutely.
They made fun of him.
Yeah.
I mean, what is wrong? I could sit here and read the First Amendment. And then our entire founding documents are all about faith. That our founding fathers thank God that they were able to do what they do. And like you said, Gary, any sport, I don't care what the sport is. You could have a ending industry injury like that on any given day when you're playing. And I don't understand why they don't show that, because I used to go to the Ravens games. And the fact is, yesterday we were also talking about the Colts. There was, when I was a child, there were three or four Colts in Timonium that before a home game, you would see them in 9 o'clock services. So it's, you know, a great point.
Yeah, it's amazing to me that when Colin Kaepernick was doing his thing, you know, kneeling as far as the anthem is concerned, that he was lauded as a hero for standing up for what he believed in.
Yep.
But when Tim Tebow would cite his religious faith, he was denigrated as somebody who was like a Looney Tune out there.
Snickered, sneered, the whole nine yards. But the thing is that the great news is the players are doing it. And maybe with enough people percolating and what have you, calling the networks, maybe they will go back to showing it, because I think they used to. I do. I think they used to. But obviously, you're right. They don't show it anymore. Yeah. It's sad.
How many times have you heard a player when he's being interviewed saying, you know, thank you to God, or, you know,
all glory be to God.
Right. And to the grace of God. So, something that's not talked about often.
Great point, Gary. You're when we do these little conversations back and forth, they're always so relevant. I really
Once in a while.
Well, with me, I think they are anyway. Well, getting back, thank you very much, Gary. I have to speak to this because I'm stunned. Maggie Hunter just read at the bottom of the hour. I'm sure if you were listening yesterday, you know about the absolute insane chaos that went on at the Rotunda yesterday, after the first day of Baltimore City schools, where you had 150 to 200, as the late, great Rush Limbaugh used to say, Utes, acting like complete insane barbarians while people are trying to go about their day, their afternoon. I know there's an athletic club there. I know there's a plethora of retail stores there that are trying to make a living in the city of Baltimore. They pay their taxes. They obey the law. They get up and work hard every day. They're trying to live the American dream, like we talked about Dolly Parton at the top of the hour, and pursue their dream. And what happens on a beautiful, sunny Monday afternoon when the Utes get out of school? They act like barbarians. And now, all of a sudden, I want to hear from you about this at 410-922-6680 or 800-922-6680. Baltimore police are describing Monday's chaos at the Rotunda in North Baltimore as a large youth gathering, not a teen takeover. Give me a break. When we get back from traffic and weather, call me. Tell me your perspective on this. I'm going to get into some other stories as well, but this news just keeps coming in. Let's go to traffic with the living legend of traffic, Chuck Whitaker. What's happening, Chuck?
Morning. The west side outer loop now is slow, very much slow, from 795 down through I-70 all the way to Frederick Road before it gets better. So that backup is already there this morning. Parkville side is beginning to fill in at Hartford Road. So far, it's not too bad at Greenspring on the inner loop over to the JFX. We're now 15 minutes, maybe a little bit more, on 895 southbound. The backup there already starting around the Erdman Avenue ramp. And we'll start to pick up some heavier traffic on 95 going south towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But at least right now at O'Donnell Street, the pace is good right there from the top of the hill at Keith Avenue into the Fort Mac. Could be just a little bit slow there. We are slow already in the construction area. Heads up in Harford County, northbound 95 at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. The Fox 45 weather forecast. It is a beautiful morning out there again this morning. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s turning mostly cloudy. Tonight, the temperatures will fall back into the 70s. So if you get the opportunity, get out, get some fresh air, go for a walk, go for a run or whatever. Michelle, if you were walking around the rotunda on an afternoon, and all of a sudden, there are between 150 to 200 Utes that just converge on the rotunda, not to do, what did it used to be called when people, they would, a flash mob, not a flash mob, but it's like absolute pandemonium and chaos. Would you call that a gathering, a large gathering of Utes, or a teen takeover?
It's a riot.
It's a riot, exactly.
And I would run.
Yeah.
The opposite way.
Somebody needs... Go ahead, Michelle. You were going to say something. No, you're good?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, someone needs to... Baltimore City, something tells me someone within the mayor's office or the police office listens to WCBM 680, Casey and Company, between 6 and 9. Someone call and tell me how you justify that an absolute, as Michelle said, it's a riot, it's chaos, it's pandemonium, it's a Donnybrook, whatever, breaking windows, throwing scooters, harassing people, getting into fights. Ladies and gentlemen, why are we letting this happen? Gary just made a great point regarding the players coming out of the tunnel at the beginning of the NFL games. And the freaking NFL won't even show the players thanking God that they have been blessed with the God-given talent to play the sport of their passion on the most elite level. Why are we accepting this?
Well, that's why they want to bring the peace.
Oh, this thing. Yeah, you know, we talked at our Fox, Mackenzie Frost did a great job yesterday. This contract with the peace team was approved by the Board of Public Works in April. It calls for community-based, credible messenger mentoring, support, and life enrichment services. What is that? Go get a job. Go to school. Learn life and life skills. In Baltimore City, Anne Arundel, and Baltimore counties and Prince George's counties. But Fox 45 reviewed the records, tax filing, and budget documents, raised questions about the organization's track record. Here we go again, whether it's Monzie's Safe Streets or whatever, it's staffing and how DHS will measure whether the program succeeds. The contract comes as prosecutors continue to criticize the services available through the juvenile justice system. Is that the same system that allowed a 16-year-old girl to commit suicide while under their watch, if you will? We need to stop saying we're focusing on crime, Bates previously told at Fox 45 News in Depth with Mackenzie Frost. We need to treat the actual young system. The system needs to focus on young people instead of the charges. So why aren't the guardians, the families, and the parents focusing on the young people? It's not this is insane. I mean, it's not our responsibility to raise these people. It's these young people. It's their parents and families' responsibility.
And they keep throwing money at it, and it's not working. All it's doing is lining pockets. That's all it's doing. And, you know, I think what they need to do is they need to scare them straight and take them to a jailhouse and show these kids what it's like living in a jail cell.
You know, it's interesting. When we were growing up, I remember there was something called Scared Straight. But I've said for years, if you go to the Renaissance Festival, on the way to the Renaissance Festival, on the right side of whatever, I think it's, I don't know what the name of the road is, but it's in Crownsville, but you have to take that road to get there, is the Crownsville Mental Hospital.
Yes.
That is a beautiful campus. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing. We don't create architecture anymore. All we do are put up basically what looks
boxes.
Like cardboard boxes with holes in them, and these cheap, I don't know if I can say the word ASS on the air, but these cheap, bloody windows, it looks like, I'm not even going to insult 10 and 12-year-olds, because when we were young, we built forts that looked better than that. But anyway, so you've got this beautiful complex on the right when you go to the Renaissance Festival that was at one time Crownsville Hospital. These buildings are stunning, and they're just sitting there. The interesting thing is they were built so well, they're just begging to be reconditioned into something. And from my perspective, that could be an entire campus where you deal with the ultimate horrible young people, but the other ones, you take them, you truly, as you just alluded, educate them in with love, structure, discipline. Because obviously they have no home. Oh, we have to go to break. I'm sorry. We'll get into this. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey and Company. We will continue this conversation when we get back. But this is Free for All Wednesday, my last day on the air. I want to hear from you. What is your perspective about what Gary said regarding the NFL players and their faith in God? About the whatever this peace thing is called, Dolly Parton, whatever. Whatever's on your mind is on our mind. So give us a call, 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680. We will be right back.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at vinnysteele.com. That's vinnysteele.com.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh my gosh, I called the wrong maid service. And now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
MaidPro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All MaidPro cleaners are background checked, bonded and insured, and are professionally trained in MaidPro University. MaidPro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called MaidPro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. MaidPro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, info, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Glenn Clark, and others at PressBoxOnline.com.
Fired up, baby! We're fired up!
PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com today. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
And now let's go to a man who has always followed his passion, the living legend of traffic, Mr. Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening out there?
295 northbound now with the morning buildup coming up from Powder Mill Road through 197. Typical ride, but we're getting some brake lights now on the northbound side. Southbound, still not too bad through Arundel Mills on the parkway down to Route 32 with the lanes open. 95 is filling in from Route 32 and Route 216 down to the Capitol Beltway, but all the lanes are clear. Now on the Beltway locally, slowing already on the outer loop at Hartford Road. The west side is really busy already from 7 95 all the way down to Frederick Road before it gets better and then down the hill towards 95. The lanes are open. 15-minute delay currently, 895 south, 95 busy. Top of the hill, southbound 95 to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Some brake lights there right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Today is Fox 45 weather. Today is mostly sunny with highs in the 80s. Later on, it is going to turn mostly cloudy. And tonight, the temperatures will fall back into the 70s. So let's end this hour on something positive. Let's go back to the founding of our country and our founding fathers' passion and obsession for a free country. If you will, Michelle, please play John Adams.
I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution, the most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
Why is that not being taught in Baltimore City schools? No, what we have in Calvert County is a 13-year-old was found guilty in a rape case of 2 6-year-olds and placed on probation and was taken back into custody after probation. Now we're talking about this situation with this peace team in Baltimore City, and another thing is that they say, well, the youth, they do not have adequate resources, they do not have the programs, they don't have the facilities, they definitely don't have secure facilities. So what are you saying, that every youth in Baltimore City is homeless? There are a plethora of resources. Let's talk about resources. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, what resource did Dolly Parton have, Michelle? Dolly Parton at the resource that Dolly Parton had, at a young age, it was clear Dolly had a talent for music. After she received a guitar at age 8, she started writing her own music. She sang and played the guitar on a local radio and television station from age 10, and when Dolly was 13 years old, she performed at the Grand Ole Opry. So let's reflect upon this. What was the resource, ladies and gentlemen? The kids today, I bet you every single one of those kids have an iPhone.
Oh, right.
Right? Dolly's resource was a guitar, passion, and a talent. And I guarantee you, a lot of those kids that are out of... I don't even necessarily... totally blame those kids, because from a very young age, many of them are abused, exploited, neglected, etc. So all they know how to do is act out, right? But
right.
But why don't they, Dolly was one of 11. I'm sure every day Dolly's mother wasn't like, oh, Dolly, play your guitar or whatever. No, Dolly did what Dolly wanted to do. She followed her passion. And that, it's not about having resources, facilities, secure facilities, whatever that means. It's about God, country, family, and most importantly, God and the family. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. We want to hear from you, and when we come up at the 7 o'clock hour, we have got a new podcast, and we will see you soon. Stand by for news.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. There is an outpouring of grief the world over as people from all walks of life mourn the passing of Dolly Parton, the country music legend, an actress, businesswoman, and philanthropist. She died following a brief battle with cancer, and nephew says Dolly is now in the arms of Jesus. President Trump says she really was one of a kind, will be missed by countless millions. As a tribute, he's ordered flags to half staff for a week. Dolly Parton was 80. Darlene Graham is a step closer to filling the U.S. Senate seat that was held by her late brother, Senator Lindsey Graham. After winning the GOP Senate runoff in South Carolina, she's now focusing on November's general election.
Liberals believe if they can defeat conservatives in South Carolina, then they can defeat us anywhere. Once again, they're coming for us, and the South Carolina values we hold dear.
She's been endorsed by President Trump. Republicans preparing a major showcase for their agenda. The party's up coming midterm convention in Dallas.
The two-day event will feature President Trump twice, a keynote from Vice President J.D. Vance, and 109 speakers and presentations. Organizers say the program will highlight reshoring jobs, tax relief, affordability, border security, and tough-on-crime policies, including provisions of the One Big Beautiful Bill. Moments of remembrance will also be planned. A 20,000-ticket lottery remains open, with winners notified September 4th. Jason Walker reporting.
From steel to cheese to toilet paper, Canada imposing $20 billion worth of tariffs on U.S. imports. Retaliation for President Trump's tariffs on Canadian goods. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 2 points. NASDAQ futures off 42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
895 southbound, your delays are there. No big issues, but it's the normal delay around the Urban Avenue ramp through O'Donnell Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel. 95 right now is backed up between the Eastern Avenue Bridge and the ramp at O'Donnell Street. So that's about 7 to 10 minutes from there. All the lanes are open going south into both the harbor tunnels. 95 Harford County heads up. Construction delays now. Bright sunshine there as well on 95 as you're traveling north of Route 24.
at the 76-mile marker, and the Beltway already this morning filled in very quickly on the outer loop at Hartford Road, getting busy at Green Spring. The west side is already stacked up from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and a little warmer today with a little more humidity as highs reach the mid-80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the milder low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
60 degrees in Falston and 61 degrees in Owings Mills. At 7:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Maryland judge left the bench to Tuesday without issuing a ruling on whether a redistricting-related constitutional amendment can remain on the November ballot, but not before raising pointed questions about the General Assembly's argument that election law deadlines do not apply to the ballot language lawmakers wrote themselves. The hearing stretched for hours in an Anne Arundel County Circuit courtroom just steps from where lawmakers approved the proposed constitutional amendment during a special session earlier this month. The Oversight Project, Maryland Freedom Caucus, and Republican Senators Steve Hershey and Justin Reedy are challenging the measure, arguing lawmakers violated Maryland election law in the process of putting the question before voters. And Fox 45 reports that a Royal Farms employee was arrested on attempted murder charges in connection with the shooting earlier this month that happened while he was on the job. Marquise Yarborough, 37, of Baltimore, was arrested in connection with the shooting of a 41-year-old man. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 382. The pick 4, 9234. It's 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent.
Turf Valley Resort is your perfect destination for conferences, executive meetings, and corporate retreats, offering a variety of event spaces, 172 hotel rooms and suites, two championship golf courses, full-service restaurant, and spa. Work with our experienced team of catering and event planners to meet all of your needs. Visit turfvalley.com or call 410-465-1500. Turf Valley is centrally located in the Baltimore-Washington corridor as Maryland's premier event venue.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. An 8-run fifth last night powers the Birds in St. Louis.
Handful of appearances a couple of years ago with Cleveland. That'll roll through past the dive of Urias into left field. Alonso is in. Henderson right behind him. Two more tacked on a base hit from Christian Encarnacion Strand.
And Wagner with the call on Masson. How about the midseason pickup of CES from the Reds for cash? And Encarnacion Strand with a homer and three driven in last night. Part of a 16-hit attack as the Birds swamped the Cardinals 13-1. The final, CES now in 30 games as an Oriole, 7 homers and 25 runs driven in. After the game, manager Albernez on his lineup last night in general that produced 16 hits.
Yeah, the at-bats were great. You know, everyone was had a great approach, great swings, and yeah, it was one of those things where it gets contagious.
Birds and Cards game 2 tonight at 7:45. It'll be Kyle Bradish taking the hill for Baltimore. As the Ravens prepare for the Commanders today in Owings Mills, the joint practices get underway at 10:30 this morning. The special teams are feeling good about themselves after a stellar performance in Minnesota. None more impressive than rookie punter Ryan Eckley. Special teams coach Anthony Levine was asked what the difference was for Eckley from week 1 to week 2.
His confidence. He going out there and he laying bombers, as he say. He said, "Coach, I'm gonna do a bomber, coach. I'm gonna do a bomber, coach." And he go out there and he bombing. You know, so he's a guy, man. Again, credit Randy Brown doing a great job with those guys.
Rookie out of Michigan State, averaging 55 yards on 6 punts against Minnesota, including 2 punts of 60, 2 of 59, and 2 downed inside the 20. And finally, there's this sports media news with football season now just days away. ESPN just raised the cost of watching it. The ESPN Unlimited streaming price climbing from $29.99 to $31.99 per month, and the ESPN Select price from $12.99 to $13.99 starting on September 1st. That's a lot of money. Coming up in 30 minutes, a disturbing report on NFL players and CTE. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We are taking care of business this morning here on Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Hafford County and around the world at WCBM.com. All right, I want to get right into this because in the first hour, if you were tuned in, not only did we talk about the incredible life of Dolly Parton, but we talked about the Utes in Baltimore City and what happened and what continues to happen all the time. My guest this morning is Jason Decker, who is a Southern County School Board member and host of the podcast Verboten. Jason is also the treasurer of the Southern York County School Board. Jason's podcast Verboten focuses on asking questions we're not supposed to ask. And I love that because, ladies and gentlemen, just when they think they've got the answers, we change the questions. Jason, welcome back to WCBM. Let's talk about the state of education today.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. I want to get right into this because obviously we have to break for traffic and weather. I appreciate you taking the time this morning. Jason, you've said that America needs a them before us education system. Can you expound on that, please?
Sure. So I really get that phrasing from a lovely woman I met a couple years ago who's gained some national recognition. Her name is Katie Faust, and she has started a movement by that name, Then Before Us. And her central premise is that when adult interests collide with children's interests, then we should consider the interest of the child. And I would assert, Jeff, that when it comes to the public education system in the United States of America, we don't do that. For instance, we spend nationwide, the best number I can come up with is about $20,600 per student. It's actually much higher here in the Mid-Atlantic. And yet, we are 34th in the world in math, behind third world countries like Vietnam. So when you're spending that type of money and getting that type of result, you don't have a then before us education system. When you have a teacher base that is unionized, you don't have a them before us education system. You know, think a moment, Jeff. We are coming up on the one-year anniversary of the very sad assassination of Charlie Kirk.
All right, hold that thought. Hold the Charlie Kirk thought. We'll get right back to that. I have to go to traffic and weather here. Jason, that's like $20,600. $20,600 per student, and we're 34th in the world. We used to be number one. On that note, let's go to the living legend of traffic, Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening out there?
There's a broken down vehicle under the bridge at Bel Air Road on the inner loop. It's in the right lane. There's a state highway truck with it. There's a brief delay there. It's going to affect the ramp lane from the inner loop to go north onto Bel Air Road, but it's in the traveled portion there, so definitely a heads up for that. Some areas on the Beltway now fighting the bright sunshine. As you're coming around the curve, you're in the shade right at Reisterstown Road, and then as soon as you get to Park Heights Avenue, the sun is right on the windshield, so there's a slowdown there as you're coming up the hill from 795 and through there. The Parkville side is slow at Hartford Road. The west side started early today, and that backup is still there. It's solid, and now that's the normal delay with everybody getting back to school for the most part. Outer loop, 795 all the way down to Frederick Road. 15, maybe a 20-minute delay now on 895 south, and 95 starts to fill in now going south to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Brake lights anywhere south of the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Today it will be mostly sunny with highs in the 80s. Later it will be turning mostly cloudy, and tonight the temperatures will fall back into the 70s. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. Get out, stay out in St. Michael's. It's 68. In Westminster, it's 59. And on the Maryland and Delaware beaches, it's approximately 70 degrees. Let's get Jason. You were talking, getting ready to talk about Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, so I think many of your listeners will remember that in the wake of the tragic events of September last year, that there were teachers that made headlines nationwide that were celebrating on their social media accounts the assassination of this young man, making a widow out of his wife, making two children fatherless. And most schools chose to not terminate those teachers because they knew what they were up against. But those that did the right thing and took those teachers out of the classroom, most of them paid a dear price. Not only did you get the privilege of rehiring those teachers, you gave them back pay, and in many cases you had to settle a lawsuit. And I would essentially argue, Jeff, that when you have ghoulish people like that and you can't remove them from instructing children in a classroom, we don't have an education system that's designed for children. We have an education system that's designed for the adults that work at these school districts.
That's literally insane. I think it's in New York, and I want to move on from this because I want to get to some of your other topics. I think in New York, I think they have, they're called some kind of rooms where these teachers who have been so outlandish in their behavior, they can't fire them. They put them in some room where they sit all day, whatever. What a great point. Thank you. All right, so the next thing, you've argued for many families, the answer is simply exit. Why do you believe families should seriously consider alternatives to the public school system?
So Albert Mohler, who's a popular social commentator, theologian, president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, he wrote an article many years ago that was simply called Exit Strategy Needed. And he was talking about public schools. And the main point that he made is that public schools are not culturally neutral institutions, and that parents need to be aware of that and to come up with a strategy for exiting. And let me give you an example. So this book, Flamer, has been making headlines, right, where it's showing up in school libraries. And in some cases, in states like Maryland, they're forced to keep it in the library. It's been removed from several districts in Pennsylvania. But what I think a lot of people don't understand is this book, it's explicitly pornographic. It describes gay sex acts. But this book, if you look at the actual organizations that are responsible for providing advice on books for school librarians, it's on those lists. So it's an entire system that recommends this stuff. A librarian can kind of have plausible deniability and just say, hey, I was only picking a book that's on the list of whatever library association. And so as a school board member, what you're doing is you're playing whack-a-mole. these things constantly come up and you're constantly batting them down, but what you're contending with is a system that naturally is not culturally neutral and puts these things in our schools. So that would be what I'd say there.
Flamers, Lawn Boy, Girlland Transition, unbelievable. All right, this is something that's near and dear to my heart, and that's just incredible. Whatever. For families who cannot afford private school or feel overwhelmed by homeschooling, what practical options do you think are available? I think people listen up to this. This is important.
Yeah, so I think there's a couple of things. So a lot has changed in the 21 years since Albert Moeller has written that article. There's these things called homeschool co-ops where it will be a parent or a group of parents that teach multiple times a week at a centralized location. And so it's not just your child in the home. It's actually a group of homeschooling parents that actually share the burden of homeschooling. I also think that this needs to be a multi-generational effort. So
Amen.
If you're a grandparent out there,
Amen.
This is for you. For most of human history, we've had this multi-generational dynamic with families. This whole idea that grandma and grandpa should go down to Florida and never be engaged with their grandkids, I'm going to challenge that a little bit. But let me tell you one practical thing that grandparents can do for the grandchildren. Many times your kids are not going to be able to afford to send their kids to private school. Well, there's this wonderful tool called a Coverdell Education Savings Account. You should reach out to your financial advisor and get advice on this thing. Basically, it works like a 529 plan, but what you're able to do is you're able to contribute to this thing. It grows tax-free. It withdraws tax-free, but it's good not only for college but for K-12 education. So if you start one of these accounts on behalf of your grandchild after they're born, hopefully by the time they're of school age, there's a nice little nest egg that can give your kids some help in getting your grandchildren out of the system.
That's phenomenal. It's called Coverdell Savings Account.
It's named after, I believe it was a senator, Tom Coverdell in Georgia. It's named after him. He kind of championed it, and it is still out there.
And that exit strategy needed is by Robert Mueller?
It's Albert Moeller.
Albert Moeller.
If you just go to albertmoeller.com, M-O-H-L-E-R, it's on his website.
Albert Moeller, exit strategy needed. And I love...
I'm sorry, needed in exit strategy. That's what it's called.
Say it again.
Needed in exit strategy.
Needed,
exit strategy.
All right. When we get back, we're going to talk about structural changes in the public schools. I'm Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company, and we are here with Jason Decker, a Southern York County School Board member and host of the podcast Verboten. We will be right back.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's the perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom, packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Gen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Calling all patriots, the Smile Design Center and Newsmax presents the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest. Saturday, September 26th from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at the Executive Plaza in Hunt Valley.
Rain or shine.
Join Sean Casey, Kim Klasick, Rob Carson, and Councilman Nino Mangione, along with other candidates and elected officials as we rally for the pivotal midterm and gubernatorial election.
Admission is free with food available for purchase by Jimmy's Famous Seafood and Kona Ice Cream.
Unite to fight for Maryland's future. Don't miss the 2026 WCBM Freedom Fest.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Living legend of traffic, Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, how are we doing out there?
All right, the broken down vehicle that was in the roadway inner loop under the bridge at Bel Air Road is now pushed to the shoulder, so they're still looking at it, but at least the roadway is open once again. A little bit of a backup there if you're heading east on the Beltway from Putting Hill towards Bel Air Road and eventually over towards 95. All the rest of the Beltway is still just the normal delays and all the backups. No incidents, at least so far, for the traffic moving through the area. Now, both the tunnels now have gone to 20 to 25-minute delays southbound, 895 backing up beyond the Urban Avenue ramp, and now 95 is slow beginning after the ramps at Moravia Road. That's a very long ride and eventually going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but those delays are normal for this time of the morning on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. The Fox 45 weather forecast is mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy. And tonight, the temperatures will fall back into the 70s. It's a beautiful day. Get out and stay out. All right, we're with Jason Decker, who is a Southern York County School Board member and host of the podcast Verboten. Jason, let's get back to this. What structural changes would you make to the public school system itself for the families who remain in it?
So let me put a scenario out there. So let's just say that the president gets on the TV today and he says, you know what, we're going to make America great again. And because we're going to make America great again, what we're going to do is we want every American to only shop at one great American company, Walmart. And so all of your other alternatives are going to be closed down. That's the only place you can shop. Well, you wouldn't need to worry about men with rifles because the Costco moms would be out in full force, right? We would have a revolution over something like that. But when it comes to education, what we tolerate as citizens is having an enormous amount of money extracted from us, put in a system, and then we're told you only have one choice. And that is the case in most states.
Yep.
If you look at the Hoosier State, Indiana, what they have is they have a program called the Choice Scholarship Program. And what that does is if you make, I think, under $237,000 a year as a family, which is going to be the vast majority of families, the dollar attached to your child can be used as a scholarship to a participating private school. And so they essentially have a choice in education there. They have school choice. They also have, in addition to some of the other private options I mentioned, they have their own state-funded K-12 education scholarship account. And so I would actually, you know, we have the Key Bridge that went out in Baltimore, and they're not rebuilding that anytime soon. But think a moment about when you've driven over an old bridge and you see a new bridge being built next to it. Now, you're going to take care of that old bridge. You're going to maintain it. You're going to do everything you can to keep it safe. All the columns are sound while that's still in use, but you're building a new system for transportation alongside it. I think that's what we need to do. I don't really think that there is anything to do with our current system other than safeguarding it, tinkering around the edges, stewarding it. We need to continue to build these alternative systems. And what it's really going to take is the majority of American families to make that decision before we can really see some change in our country.
Phenomenal. I love that analogy. All right, we're coming up. We've got a couple minutes left, so I want you to hit on this last point that I have, and then I want to talk promote your podcast a bit because it's great. If you could give parents, grandparents, taxpayers, and school board members one overarching principle for thinking about education reform, what would it be?
Let the free market prevail and replace the current system. So that's what I would say, is we have a all of the things that are great about this country are free market systems. All of the things that aren't great about this country are government systems. So when it comes to something as important as education of our young people, we need to use the system that actually works, which is the free market.
I think that is an excellent analogy. The free market system always works, hence why private schools do so well. So in closing, and thank you for this time and this information. This is phenomenal. It's common sense and logical. Tell us about Verboten with Jason Decker.
Yeah, so Verboten with Jason Decker is a podcast I started just this month. It's available on YouTube, Apple Podcast, and Spotify. We're working to get on other platforms. It's basically dedicated to asking questions that we're not supposed to ask. And I started my first episode at the very beginning by really talking about how, whether you're listening to Democrats or Republicans, they talk in a very narrow range.
Yes.
They're different on some things, but on 90% of the issues, they're very similar. And so the answers exist outside of that spectrum. We're not afraid to ask and answer hard questions. And so I encourage everybody to go out there to their podcast platform of choice, search for Boten Jason, and it should come up. If you just search for Boten, you're going to get some weird German podcast. But if you search that with my name, you'll find it.
Fantastic. Jason, thank you so much for taking the time this morning and giving us such common sense and logical insights regarding education. And we are looking forward to listening to Verboten with Jason Decker.
Always a pleasure. God bless you, Jeff.
God bless you, and thanks, and have a great day. Verboten with Jason Decker, and Verboten is spelled V-E-R-B-O-T-N. So let's go to the Unstoppable News with Maggie Hunter.
Well, thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a Maryland woman will donate Montgomery County Police $1,000 after she was accused of using an AI-generated image to fake a home invasion in October 2025, county prosecutors said. Once paid, police said they will drop charges against 28-year-old Moesha Gardner after she was accused of telling her husband on October 8, 2025, that a man forced his way onto the McGrath Boulevard home, which prompted the husband to call 911. Gardner was initially charged with making a false statement concerning an emergency crime and false statement to a state official concerning a crime. And the family of Samuel Big Sam Brown, who died 11 days after being punched to the ground in Gwinoak by a Baltimore County police officer in February, is suing the county over claims that Brown's death was the result of the police department's longstanding patterns and practices of using excessive force and failing to train and discipline officers. Filed Tuesday in the U.S. District Court, the suit also names Officer Derek Hadel as a defendant, alleging that Hadel failed to employ the department a de-escalation policies during a wellness check and used excessive force. And a 38-year-old woman died August 25th after a domestic-related shooting in Bowie, according to the Bowie Police Department. Officers were initially called to the 8500 block of Myrtle Avenue at around 4:20 p.m. on August 20th for the shooting. Authorities said Shawanda Alston of Bowie was found in the bedroom of the home with gunshot wounds to the upper torso. And Baltimore police identified the officer and the man involved in a routine parking citation that escalated into a police-involved shooting Saturday night in downtown Baltimore. The driver, 29-year-old Tyreek Braxton of Columbia, was transported to an area hospital where he remains in critical condition. The involved PPD officer, Samuel Thomas, a 20-year veteran, was transported to an area hospital with neck and back injuries. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hughes, founder of Hughes Mechanical, serving Maryland and Delaware for over 14 years. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love helping people. Whether it's your AC going down in the summer heat or a plumbing problem catching you off guard, we've got you covered. Call us today and mention you heard us here, and we'll waive your diagnostic fee completely free. We also offer free estimates and second opinions. We're not here to sell you. We're here to serve you. Check us out online at HughesHeatingAndAir.com and experience the Hughes difference. Be educated, not sold.
The previous owners of Giovanni's Restaurant now manage the Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air and now offer great Giovanni's menu items at Main Street Tower for indoor and outdoor dining. Main Street Tower Restaurant opens 7 days a week for some of the best dining found in Maryland. Enjoy affordable, upscale cuisine inspired by the famous legacy of Giovanni's at Main Street Tower, Bel Air. Stop by today or find them online, mainstreettower.com. That's mainstreettower.com.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The inner loop still a bit slow with a broken down vehicle on the right shoulder at Bel Air Road. The rest of the beltway, of course, is with the normal delay now for the traffic on the outer loop from Parkville to Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville, all the way through Green Spring, and then getting better after the ramp at the JFX. And we started way early this morning with the backup on the west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. So far, no big issues on the JFX. A little more traffic now between Ruxton Road down through the city county line. 20 to 25 minute delays currently now southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and a little warmer today with a little more humidity as highs reach the mid-80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the milder low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Pete Alonso worth his weight in gold.
And he jolts that one out to deep left field. You can forget that. That ball's long gone. An absolute no-doubter from Pete Alonso. His 31st of the year is...
Ben Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonso's three-run blast. A solo shot by Christian Encarnacion Strand. An eight-run fifth. You put it all together and you get a 13-1 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis last night. The Birds third in their last four games. Now, Alonso went 4-for-4 before being pulled in the fifth. Manager Albernez explaining that situation.
That precautionary, you know, game state. Get him off his feet. Obviously, he was dealing with the calf, so there's no point to push him there. And we had the guys to go mix and match with Sammy going to first and then getting Avi in behind the plate.
Polar Bear now with 89 driven in on the year, second only to Yordan Alvarez of the Astros in the American League. The win improves Baltimore to 64-68 on the campaign. They're 2.5 back of Cleveland in the wild card race. Meanwhile, the news is not so good on the Major League Baseball labor front. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred interviewed Sunday night during Braves Brewers in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, was asked about the status of negotiations with the players for a new CBA agreement.
We're meeting regularly, which is good. You know, it's every week we've had, you know, days where we've met with the players. It's early, but we got a lot of work to do, and we're at it.
Now, less than a ringing endorsement of where they are. And then later he added this.
Look, our goal, sure, is to make a deal. You know, we want to make a deal. We want to play baseball next year. We're planning on playing baseball next year.
Needless to say, somewhat disconcerting to hear words like want and planning when the future popularity of the sport is at stake. A Ravens offensive coordinator Declan Doyle at the mic yesterday in Owings Mills was asked what he'd like to see from his offense today against the Commanders that he didn't necessarily see last week in Minnesota.
I really want to see our guys go out and execute at a higher level. That's the biggest thing. Play to play, you know, with the process, with their response, rather than reaction to any sort of play that happens. Our ability to, you know, whether it's successful or a failure, move on to the next play.
And finally, a study in the British Medical Journal published its findings yesterday that at least 25% of NFL players who passed away in the years 2016 to 2021 suffered from CTE. The researchers examined the brains of 235 of the 878 former NFL players who died between those years and found that 215 of them had the disease, thus concluding that at minimum 25% suffered from CTE, at maximum 97%. While the true rate is likely somewhere in the middle, quote unquote. As an aside, community brain bank studies have shown that CTE affects less than 1% of the general population. The time now is 7:37. When we return, how does the NFL square that circle?
Contractors, Sean Casey here. When a kitchen or remodeling project gets held up, it costs you time and money. That's why it helps to know Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design in Baltimore County. They help keep projects moving with fast turnaround times, competitive pricing, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Stop by their Baltimore County showroom or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
So, Jeff, here's the situation. The league, right? This is the most popular sport in our country, of course. They went from 16 games to 17 games.
Yep.
And they're probably going to go to 18 games.
Yep.
They have installed Thursday night football as a staple.
Yes.
They play now on Christmas Day.
Yes.
Whether it's on a Wednesday or whatever day it is, they figure it out.
Yes.
They go internationally now. There are going to be 9 international games. The travel. How does a league that obviously is just after the dollar, right? How do they square the circle that their players are never more in danger than they are right now?
You know, it's interesting. I've been saying this for years, that the actual game is probably, from an NFL perspective, third on their priority list. You hit the nail on the head. It's the number one thing is making as much money for the franchises as possible. Now, and how many games are there now on Thanksgiving?
There's three.
There used to
And now there's a Friday night game after, you know, the day after Thanksgiving.
Yes. And the fact of the matter is, you're old enough to remember when people would go to an NFL game, most people would dress, a lot of people, in suits or dress nicely. Now everything is all about the clothing and the merchandise and the extensive, not that I have anything against it, but the extensive tailgating and what does that do? The alcohol, the food purchase, the all of the paraphernalia, the hopes that you're going to get on camera, right? So you're at what point? And I don't know if there is a point of return. I don't think it's a point of no return, because you just made a great point. Now they're obsessed with going internationally.
Well, there is no point of return. I mean, once you let the genie out of the bottle. But in the NFL's defense, okay, I will say this just to be fair and balanced about it. You ask any player, okay?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, and I've talked, look, I used to work with Tom Matty and Bruce Laird, and we had Art Donovan on the show, and back in the day when I was with CBS. You ask players, and to a man, you ask them, if you had it all to do over again,
would you do it?
And they say yes.
Of course. It's
they
their
know
passion.
What they sign up for. They love the game.
Yes.
Exactly. It's their passion. They know the risks. And yet they would do it all over again.
I think that you also made a great point to look at both sides. There has to be a happy medium. You mentioned Laird, Artie Donovan, and Tom Matty. They had 12 games, right?
Yeah, well, back earlier, yeah, right.
Right.
It went to 14, like in the mid-60s.
Right, okay. So even 14's, I think, doable. But the game is harder hitting now. It's more high flying and what have you. I just think that, and probably today, if you ask the players, they'd all say the same thing. Would you do it over again? Absolutely. We mentioned Steve Young, Brett Favre, for example. I just think that I pray to God that at some point there's just, we take the safety of the players. And again, it's a great product. Obviously, it's a great product. They're making billions. We put the safety of the players on top.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I think they'll
talk about it.
Yes.
And they'll kind of, like, on the surface, they'll do it. But at the end of the day, it's about the dollar.
Yep.
And look, you know, the thing is that it's the soft underbelly of the sport.
Yes.
The CTE thing is always going to exist.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be brought up from time to time, but it's never going to be the national headline.
No, you're right. And again, don't bury the lead here either. You said the general public suffers from it.
1%.
1%. And, mm-hmm. and what's the percentage of NFL players reported?
At minimum, 25% that died between 16 and 21. But you have to, but if you really looked at the numbers, they examined 235 brains.
Right.
Okay. 215 of those 235 suffered from CTE. That's over 90% of the brains that they examined had some level of CTE.
We rest our case.
Wow.
We'll leave it at that. Wow is right. Thank you, Gary. Yep. Great report. Thank you. All right, we're going to be coming up on traffic. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on Casey & Company on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. Let's go back to the living legend of traffic, Mr. Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new mine direct downtown Fayette Street at St. Paul Street, so just a heads up for that. City police are there. Could be a brief delay if you're coming south on St. Paul Street and, of course, westbound on Fayette Street through that area. Beltway's been sitting out there with all the normal delays this morning so far. It's so slow, we really haven't had much of a problem with any accidents at this point. Definitely slow on the Parkville side through Pikesville, through Green Spring to the JFX, 795 down through Frederick Road before that starts to get better through that area. And both the tunnels have been sitting there again this morning. They're looking at anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, stay with me, Chuck. Gary and I got a little carried away with the CTE conversation. We need you to give us a call at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680 for your opportunity to win phenomenal, unbelievable prizes as we play Choose Your Fake News. And you have the privilege to play with the living legend of traffic, Michelle Drasella, and I think Maggie Hunter's come. Where's Maggie? Maggie's having breakfast, and Gary's following her down the hall. I guess it's a breakfast buffet here on WCBM this morning. The Fox 45 weather forecast is mostly sunny today, with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight. Temperatures will fall back into the 70s. It is a beautiful day out there, so get out, stay out, but we need to hear from you right now. We need a caller at 410-922-6680, 800-922-6680, because you will be the same player on this insanity that we're calling Casey and Company this morning. So we're going to give it a couple more seconds, and then we'll just have to go without a caller. I guess everybody's out enjoying the weather.
You snooze, you lose. And Conor's insane. That hasn't been diagnosed professionally yet, so you can't.
Well, I mean, what's the old song? We're all insane. So, and
you're coming to take me away.
There you go. You're coming to take me away.
Says the Count of Irvington.
Exactly. All right. We do not have a caller, so we'll go with this esteem group. All right. Here we go. Here we go.
We're steamed, all right.
Huh?
We're steamed, all right.
We are steamed. Here we go. All right. Story number one. Controversial far left steamer.
You want to start again?
Yes,
Jeff,
I do. Thank
we
you.
Do have somebody
right, take
calling.
Two.
Hold on. We've got to take two.
Someone was brave.
Let's sing show tunes. Who knows a good... Is it anybody's birthday today? No, nobody's
Overture,
birthday.
Curtain lights.
Keep it up. You're good.
I sound like Ethel Merman.
That's all right. You sound like something.
Matter of fact, the sad part is I look like her.
I look like her.
The point is you sound like something as opposed to nothing. All right, Brian, good morning. How are you today?
Sir, how are you?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for calling us. All right, here we go. We've got Brian, Chuck.
When does Brian want to go?
I'm going to ask him right now, Maggie. All right, Brian, would you like to be first, second, third, or fourth?
I'll go first.
My man's going
very
first.
Good.
I love it. I
Many
love
brave
it.
Callers.
Right out of the box. He calls it the last second, and he's ready to roar.
Yeah.
He's been up for a long time. All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Story number one, controversial far-left streamer and Democrat socialist cheerleader Hassan Piker was seen and heard mockingly singing the meme song We Are Charlie Kirk at the stop of his Fear and Live tour over the weekend. The performance drew cheers and laughter from his audience, but quite a different reaction online from those who supported or wrote about the influential 31-year-old conservative activist who was a assassinated in front of a large audience last September during an appearance at a Utah Valley University. Story number two. Artificial intelligence, AI, is creating business efficiencies. Innovation Council Actions Taylor Budwich told Breitbart News during a discussion at a policy event. AI is here. What to fear? What to embrace? Budwich emphasized the importance of the U.S. winning the AI race over China, and he said that can be accomplished by placing AI in the hands of everyday people. Put the money into the communities, build these communities back up and empower them. I think that's what AI is doing. Story number three. Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson fired back at his detractors, calling the booing he heard from some Cleveland fans during Sunday's home preseason loss against Buffalo as disrespectful and personal. Watson, who has a complicated relationship with the Cleveland fans because of injuries, off-field issues, including an NFL suspension in 2022, and a massive $230 million contract, was booed repeatedly during the second half of the 31-7 loss to the Bills. Watson was just 5 of 12 for 36 yards and threw an interception. He came off the bench because the Browns started Shrader Sanders, who is competing with Watson for the starting job. Coach Todd Monken has yet to decide which quarterback will be the season opener in Jacksonville on September 13. Watson told reporters that if the disrespect and booing continue, he will immediately exit the field, then retreat to the locker room to teach fans a lesson. Deshaun claimed, "I get no respect from the Browns fans." Jeez, Jeff. All right, is it story number one? Controversial far-left streamer and Democrat socialist cheerleader Hassan Packer was seen and heard mocking a song about Charlie Kirk. Story two, artificial intelligence AI is creating business efficiencies. Or story number three, Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson gets no respect from the fans. All right, Brian, you're up.
I'm going to go ahead and say number one.
Number one is our fake news story?
Yep.
Okay. Let's go with Michelle.
Oh, wow.
I know how you feel.
I'm going to go with number one.
Number one. She is also going
with... That's a toss-up.
Hassan Piker mocking the song and the living legend of Traffic. Is it story number one, story number two, or story number three that is false?
I don't even know. So I'm going to go with the group just to be safe.
Okay. And Maggie?
Number one.
All right. So... story number two, the artificial intelligence is creating business efficiencies. That is, in fact, a true story. Story number one, the story that everyone chose, the controversial far-left streamer and Democratic socialist cheerleader Hassan Piker was mocking a Charlie Kirk song. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, that is also true. Chuck,
I thought
you would get number three since there was another guy who claims he gets no respect, and that was Rodney Dangerfield. So everything about the Browns quarterback is true, with the exception that he told the reporters that if he was disrespected and booing, he would immediately go exit to the locker room, and he did not say, "I get no respect from the Browns fans."
Oh, okay.
So there you go. I did not mean to make it that hard. I thought everybody would get it, but I guess not. Brian, thank you so much for playing this morning.
Okay, we're good.
All right. Everybody's good. Let's go to break. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. Here on Casey & Company, we will be right back on WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Let's go to traffic with Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, how are we doing out there?
All right, two lanes eastbound at the Bay Bridge, three westbound, and no issues right now through there on the main span. And then coming over towards the Severn River Bridge and towards the ramps at Ritchie Highway, all the lanes are open. Top of the hill, the backup is there. That's normal every day, I-97 southbound at Route 32. Heads up, report of a minor wreck on the shoulder, I-95 northbound near the airport cutoff. City police are with a wreck downtown at Fayette at St. Paul. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. The Fox 45 weather forecast. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy later today and tonight. The temperatures will fall back into the 70s. In St. Michael's right now, it's 68 degrees. In Westminster, it's 59 degrees. And the Maryland and Delaware beaches are reporting in at 70. So let's get back to the. I want to wrap up, if we may, on this insanity known as the peace team in Baltimore City. We were talking about this, but I think I wanted to get this in before the top of the hour. DJS Secretary Betsy Fox Tolentino disputes that the agency lacks services, telling Fox 40 News it has been expanding its program. Again, between all of these programs for the Utes, why are they going to the Rotunda? We've brought a lot of new services over the past 2 years, Tolentino said. Just here in Baltimore City, we've added $10 million in the service continuum to have additional capacity, making sure our young people have options to meet their needs. $10 million to destroy the Rotunda? I mean, there's a half a million people in Baltimore City right now that live in Baltimore City, if that. None of this makes any sense. The DJS is budgeted to spend, get a load of this, ladies and gentlemen, $46.5 million on a youth program in fiscal year 2027. Dolly Parton had a guitar that was probably bought from the Little General store in her neighborhood. Now, so they're spending $46.5 billion, including care services and education programming contracted to private, here we go again, contracted to private vendors, according to the Department of Legal Services. The budget analysis says the agency has 10, almost $11 million budgeted this year for enhanced services, which includes credible. What is credible messenger programs? What is that? What is credible messenger programs? Somebody call me at 410-922-6680. 800-922-6680 and tell me, what is a credible messenger program that is wrapped up in $10 million? Now, this is really good. The peace team is led by Eric Brown, who pleaded guilty in federal court in 2011 to conspiracy to participate in a racketeering enterprise connected to the Black Gorilla Family, or BGE. So you got a guy that's going to be in charge of millions of dollars in Baltimore City, who pleaded guilty in federal court to racketeering. Federal prosecutor, you can't make this stuff up. Federal prosecutors said Brown had been a Black Gorilla Family leader who enforced discipline and directed and participated in the gang's drug trafficking activity. A drug dealer. He was sentenced to 12 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release. A federal release announcing the sentence said Brown's plea related to a racketeering conspiracy. The original 2009 indictment described the Black Gorilla Family as active in Maryland prisons. I think at the time, Mayor O'Malley or Governor O'Malley had problems with the BGF in the prisons. Active in Maryland prisons and the streets of Baltimore City and elsewhere. It alleged gang members engaged in drug trafficking, extortion, robberies, assaults, and murder. Brown ultimately pleaded guilty to the racketeering conspiracy charge. So wait a minute. They've got them doing drug trafficking, extortion, robberies, assaults, and murders, and he pleads guilty to racketeering. Folks, I can't make this up. This is absolutely insane. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company here on WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. We will be right back.
Is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's endorsement comes through for this candidate.
In Columbia, South Carolina, Tuesday night.
So, South Carolina Republicans, I humbly accept your nomination to serve as the Republican nominee.
Senator Darlene Graham celebrating her victory in a Republican primary runoff to replace her late brother Lindsey Graham on the state's general election ballot for a seat in the U.S. Senate.
I continue to miss Lindsey every day, and there is still a big hole in my heart.
And she thanked President Trump for his endorsement. Graham will face Democrat Andy Andrews in November, but sounded confident.
South Carolina is truly Trump country.
I'm Ben Thomas.
She rose from humble beginnings in the mountains of Tennessee, achieving worldwide fame and the adoration of millions. Dolly Parton has died. The world is mourning the loss of a country music legend and pop icon, also an actress and an accomplished businesswoman. Dolly fought a brief battle with cancer. She was 80. The Secret Service is taking action as concerns over presidential security remain in the spotlight.
Three agency officials have been placed on administrative leave while the Office of Professional Responsibility investigates possible misconduct. The officials were working in non-law enforcement roles, and authorities have not disclosed the allegations. The move comes after multiple reported threats against President Trump and recent scrutiny of security operations, including a probe into a possible leak involving Vice President J.D. Vance's detail. Ken Lorman reporting.
The U.S.-Canada trade war is heating up with tariffs and retaliatory tariffs. On Wall Street, Dow futures 18 points higher. NASDAQ futures down 71 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Just getting a report. There may be an accident now on the shoulder eastbound I-70 right at the split where you take Route 40 west. And we're going to get a little backup in that area, so definitely a heads up for that. Northbound 95 near the airport cutoff, that wreck was on the shoulder. But if you're coming up from the Howard County line, you're getting up through there, up around the ramp for Metropolitan Boulevard, and through there you might see a trooper in that area. Definitely slow on the Beltway. 20-minute delays at least are continuing south at both the Harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and a little warmer today with a little more humidity as highs reach the mid-80s. Turning mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the milder low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
63 degrees in Hampstead and 65 at the Kent Narrows at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An Anne Arundel County Circuit Court judge is expected to issue a ruling today on whether a Maryland redistricting question can appear on the November ballot for voters to decide. The Oversight Project, Maryland Freedom Caucus, and other Republicans filed a lawsuit alleging that the General Assembly violated statutes governing the legislative process and ballot placement. Lawmakers returned to Annapolis earlier this month for a special session and passed a constitutional amendment that could change the state's congressional redistricting standards. And Maryland law enforcement agencies will be increasing patrols to keep the roads safe as the Labor Day holiday approaches. State police are urging motorists to drive sober, safely, and responsibly. The period between Memorial Day and Labor Day is considered the 100 deadliest days of summer. From August 25th through September 1st of last year, Maryland recorded nearly 150 crashes linked to impaired driving, and four of them resulted in fatalities. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 382. The pick 4 was 9234. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Looking for a natural way to boost energy, support your heart, and stay active day after day? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast and start fueling your day with Rescue Oracea. As we get older, our bodies become less efficient at producing the energy that keeps us going. That's where Rescue Oracea comes in. This breakthrough supplement works at the cellular level to help your body naturally produce lasting energy, giving it the support it needs to fight fatigue and improve stamina without relying on sugar, caffeine, or artificial energy boosters. Plus, it helps support healthy blood pressure and overall cardiovascular function, so you can show up to the moments that matter with confidence and vitality. Just go to res-q.com and use the code MYENERGY at checkout to buy one bottle of Oracea and get the other free. You can also call a product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's again 1-800-262-5483. You can also go online at res-q.com to get your second bottle of Rescue Oracea for free with the code MYENERGY at checkout.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys lost in the 0-16-hit onslaught last night is the encouraging performance of starting pitcher Chris Bassitt. The right-hander, who spent 67 days on the IL with a gem last night, 6 2/3 innings pitched, 6 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts, 1 run. As the Birds backed him up, 13-1 was the final in the opener of 3 in St. Louis. After the game, Bassitt just happy to be on the hill.
Yeah, I'm just happy that I feel good.
I've always had a lot of confidence that if I feel good, I'll be good. And it just, again, it's unfortunate that I've started this year off searching how to feel good.
Well, it was good last night. Game two tonight at Busch Stadium. The O's sending Kyle Bradish in search of his eighth win. Elsewhere in baseball, the Guardians continue their August surge in the American League.
Right center field. That's going to be Adley. That'll go. The wall. Rocchio scores. Here comes Kwan. Here's the throw to the plate. Safe. Jose Ramirez does it again.
Matt Underwood had the call on Guardians TV. Jose Ramirez did it all night. Three doubles, five driven in, including that two-run shot in the 10th. Cleveland's won 8 of 10. They beat the Angels last night in Anaheim 8-6. The final, they are in control of the third wild card at the moment. With Danny Pinter now out for the year, the center position, at least for the moment, is a battle between Jovan Gwynn and Ethan Posick. Offensive coordinator Declan Doyle on how important it is for the Ravens to get this right.
I would say that in our system, that center position is massive for us, especially in year one, you know, with a different quarterback at the helm. That guy's got to direct a lot of the show. And so Javon's done a really good job. Ethan has done an excellent job. Like, he's a guy that's new to the building, and yet, like, you know, I come in every morning, and, you know, he's really, like, one of the first players here.
And finally, the Rashad Bateman story has taken a turn, with the mother of the Ravens wide receiver's child recanting her original statement that he pushed her into a wall and put his hands on her during a dispute that led to Bateman's arrest in June. Bateman's attorney John Kennedy divulging an email to the Baltimore Sun that she sent to the district attorney for Walton County, Georgia, in which she writes that while she and Bateman have argued, they are not violent toward each other, adding that the marks on her face were, quote-unquote, self-inflicted. The time now, or I should say coming up in 30 minutes, how much does it cost these days to pay a college football team? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Cape Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here on WCBM 680 AM, 99.9 FM for our friends in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. My golly, we have been talking about this morning the insanity that's going on in Baltimore City with Monzi, with Safe Street, with Peace. There's crime in Baltimore County. We did do the incredible story of Dolly Parton from the age of 8. She had a guitar, and the rest was history. We also now have, as our guest, Pat Dyer, the Republican candidate for Baltimore County Executive, who is also, through his passion, through his adult life, a very successful businessman. However, who is very down-to-earth, small, very soft-spoken, and I equate Pat Dyer, as I've gotten to know him, as the sheriff in Walking Tall, the man who speaks softly but carries a big stick. Pat, good morning. Welcome to WCBM, Casey and Company. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning to you and all your listeners. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Let's get right into this. Quite frankly, Pat, Baltimore County is a flaming mess. Towson's out of control. The schools are not performing. The roads are horrible. If you will, give us an outline of your vision and some of your priorities as you continue your quest to become the Baltimore County Executive.
Well, Jeff, I think public safety is number one for any county executive. That's my number one objective, is to keep the citizens of Baltimore County safe. So the number one line item in my budget is going to be first responders, police, fire. They're going to get my immediate attention. You know, Jeff, when we talk about the crime issue in Baltimore County, there was three forums that were held, recently held, and I attended every one of them, Jeff, and there was questions raised, and there were some really heart-wrenching testimony that was given, questions that were raised to the officials. And one by one, they would come around to me and they say, hey, you got to win this. But we were told from the officials, you know, about the crime issue. Was it perception or reality? So I decided to look into it myself, and I arranged a ride along with the Baltimore County Police Department. Let me start off by saying that they are truly the best. We are so fortunate.
They are the best. Hold that thought. I got to go to traffic, and we'll get right back to the ride along with the Baltimore County Police. I'm Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey on Casey & Company. With me is Republican candidate for Baltimore County, Pat Dyer. Chuck Whitaker, what's happening out there with traffic?
All right, so 895 is still slowing from around the Urban Avenue ramp. There's some gaps in the traffic, but it's still going to be at least 15 to 20 minutes as you're traveling southbound through there. And the 95 in the last 45 minutes to an hour has been fairly consistent. It's Moravia Road through Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and in through the Toll Plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And the lanes are open, and all four lanes are open through there. Just heavy traffic, again, at least a 20-minute delay. There's a new report of a vehicle fire in Howard County on Route 32 westbound at Shaker Drive. That's right before Route 29. And you might still see a couple of vehicles on the shoulder northbound I-95 near the airport as you're coming up from the Howard County line. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. The Fox 45 weather, mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy, later this afternoon. Tonight, temperatures will fall back into the 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, our national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it's time for America 250. America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you have ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center at 410-321-1100 and make that dream a reality. Okay, on this day in history, in 1856, teenager invents purple. 18-year-old chemist Henry Perkin patented the world's first synthetic dye. He had discovered the brilliant purple substance accidentally while trying to make a quinine, a malaria treatment. Dubbed mauve, the dye made fashionable purple clothing more affordable. Also on this day in history, 1978, albino Cardinal Luciani was elected Pope as John Paul I, but he died of a heart attack 33 days later. And finally, the 19th Amendment in 1920 became part of the Constitution of the United States, giving women the right to vote. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is Today in America History. Listen for America 250 every day at 8:15 on Casey & Company.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos, and he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. His campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
Welcome back to Casey & Company. I'm Jeff McDonald here on WCBM. And with me on the line is Pat Dyer. Pat, thank you for holding through that break. So let's get back. You were talking about a ride along with the Baltimore County Police Department.
Sure, Jeff. Like I said, I attended the forums, and we were told that it was perception or reality. So I decided to contact the Baltimore County Police Department and arranged a ride along. And as I was saying, they are truly the best. So we are so fortunate to have the force that we have. And so I listened and I learned. And heck, I found myself directing traffic in the middle of the Towson roundabout. We did so many different things. We uncovered a crime that was committed. Myself and the officer positively identified the suspect and recovered the $3,500 worth of merchandise that was stolen from the store. So you can see how this is hurting the businesses. Most businesses, you can't take those kind of losses, and that's why you're seeing their businesses leave Baltimore County. But I also listened to what the officers needed in terms of what they would need to help them do their job. Like I said, number one priority in my budget is the first responders. So they need things like electric license plate readers. You know, the officer would stop, kind of type in the information. It would be so nice if it was just a visual doing that job for them. They need to take their cars home. That would make their job a lot easier, and it would be an incentive for them to continue with the force. They also need upward mobility. They need enhanced training. These are the things that they need, and these are the things I'm going to work on getting for them day one. They, like I said, they are truly a blessing that we have working for us, and that is my goal. Public safety is an issue, but when we talk about first responders, we also have to include our firefighters. So I've gone around and I've visited a lot of the local Baltimore County volunteer fire departments, and I've listened to them as well. And similar situation, they need support. They need support to get the job done. They are volunteers, Jeff. And they've been saving taxpayers. They've been saving the Baltimore County taxpayers for over 100 years. That's the kind of job that they're doing. But they need our support too. I visited the Rosedale station and just listened to what they had to say. And there's a lot of problems around that community. There's a lot of businesses closing down. So you need the businesses in a sense to support the fire department. Everything kind of works hand in hand. So what you're finding these volunteer stations do, Jeff, is they have fundraisers. Different stations I've visited, they have snowball machines. They have they're selling hamburgers. They're selling ice cream. They're doing everything that they can to try to make ends meet. Rosedale, on every Thursday, at the Rosedale station, sells sandwiches and popcorn and snowballs. So this coming tomorrow evening, please visit the Rosedale station. Help them out. She pointed out firefighter pointed out that there was a corner right down the street that had empty businesses. So I, sure enough, every corner was a vacant business, and that's another object of my administration. I want to bring businesses into Baltimore County. We have a tremendous asset. This is the best county to live on the East Coast. I'm going to do everything in my power to streamline the permitting process to encourage businesses to come to Baltimore County. We need the businesses. We need to, in a sense, grow the pie. I want businesses to know there's going to be a hotline directly to my office, that if you come to Baltimore County, you are going to get my attention. There was a grand opening this weekend that I went to.
All right, hold that thought on the grand opening. I got to go to break. Your ideas are phenomenal. Independent businesses and public safety. And, yeah, the volunteer fire departments do a phenomenal job. I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. We will be right back.
Sean Casey here. Older homes deserve craftsmen who know how to preserve what makes them special. G. Krug & Son restores historic ironwork and creates custom metalwork designed for your home. With more than two centuries of Baltimore craftsmanship, they build work meant to last. For restoration or custom metalwork, visit gkrugandson.com or call 410-752-3166. That's 410-752-3166.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances? Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's a perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom, packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Jen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Let's go to traffic with the living legend of traffic, Mr. Chuck Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening?
All right, both the tunnels are still backed up, and even the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel right now, very heavy traffic there going into the tube on 895 northbound. Just heavy traffic. They're coming out on the north end and eventually up to Hollibert Avenue. 895 south, you'll still have delays around the Erdman Avenue area down through the Eastern Avenue Bridge. And 95, just looked at it live, it's still backed up to Moravia Road. 25 minutes from there to go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. JFX, a little busy south of Ruxton Road. No issues in the Beltway. Is still crawling on the Parkville side. The inner loop all the way through Pikesville. Finally getting a little better after the JFX on the west side. Been there since before 6:30 this morning. And the backup still there. Outer loop 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. Today, the Fox 45 weather forecast, mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s turning mostly cloudy later. And tonight, temperatures will fall back into the 70s, so get out and stay out. Okay, Pat, you were talking about a grand opening. Please continue.
Well, there was a grand opening this weekend called Slice and Dicing, and I want to point out that this young man, Dyson Adams, he went through a lengthy process to get his permitting in place, and it was at times frustrating for this young man, and he stayed with it. He had a fantastic opening weekend. He was sold out by 4 o'clock. A lot of officials were there. But this is the kind of ingenuity and creativity we need in Baltimore County. So Slice and Dicing's at the corner of Joppa and Perrin Parkway. So please get there this weekend. Support this young man in this starting business. You will not go away hungry, I can assure you. So, I learned how the community, when I was down at Rosedale, the Baltimore County Rosedale Station, the volunteer fire department, in talking with the volunteers, I learned how the community and the businesses, we all have to work together to support each other. And, you know, they commented that down the street, there's four businesses that just went under. And that hurts them. That hurts the volunteers because they rely on those funds from the businesses to keep the station healthy. So they would have to resort to their fundraising, and they were telling me their fundraising was on Thursday night. That's tomorrow night. So I encourage everybody to go to the Rosedale Volunteer Fire Department tomorrow evening. But they've had four or five rainouts in a row, so they really need to make it up. And so these are the things that these volunteers are doing to sustain their operations, because the equipment that the volunteers have is expensive. It's expensive to keep the station going. It's expensive to keep the upkeep on the engines. Jeff, these are people that are supporting us. These are our first responders. They're putting their life at risk
every day.
All of them. When they come out and try to, you know, they come out to a fire, we need to give them as much support as they can. And under my administration, Jeff, I'm going to make sure that the volunteers and our police, they're going to get top billing in my administration because they do so much work for us, Jeff, and we're so blessed to have them. They do a wonderful job.
You're spot on, Pat. And the fact of the matter is, no matter where you live throughout Baltimore County and throughout the state of Maryland, supporting your local volunteer fire department is essential because, like you said, Pat, those guys go out and are willing to risk their lives every day. And most of them have other jobs and the incredible training that they have to go to be a volunteer fireman. And obviously it goes without saying our Baltimore County Police. But in the last minute or so that we have, Pat, tell us a little bit, any other priorities you may have, and also a little bit how people can get in touch with you, because like you, I'm running as well. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, running a campaign costs money. The signs cost money. The door hangers cost money. If we do a 30-second spot on the radio, whatever, everything in politics to get good, solid candidates costs money. So, Pat, how do people get a hold of you, and how can they support you?
Yes, you're right. When I visited one fire station, they wouldn't let me leave until one of the volunteers said, "You need to put a sign on my lawn immediately." So I delivered. But like you just mentioned, Jeff, signs cost money, and running a campaign costs money. Most of the people are putting themselves out there, and we need the support of the community to assist us. So you can help me by friendsofpatdyer.com. Go to my site, visit, hear, read about me, help me, support me, do anything you can to join my campaign. I often say, Jeff, before you put up a for sale sign, put up a Pat Dyer for Amen. County executive sign. That's what I want. People, before you, things are going to change. I want you to stay in Baltimore County because I know it's such a beautiful county. Jeff, I'm running because I have four younger children. I want them to live in Baltimore County. I want them to prosper in Baltimore County. But I want every child to remain in Baltimore County and enjoy this county. Like I said, it's truly one of the best spots on the East Coast to call home. It's a beautiful community. And I'm going to do everything in my power to shine it up and make it the best it can be, bring jobs back, support our local law enforcement, support an IG in the school system. We need to make sure our children are properly educated. They are a precious resource. They need to get our full attention. They need to be educated, and they need to remain in Baltimore County. And that's the goals of my administration.
Thank you, Pat. I truly appreciate your time this morning. Have a great day. Ladies and gentlemen, Pat Dyer running for Baltimore County Executive. Support him. Friendsofpatdyer.com. I'm Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey. Stand by for news with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Howard County intends to appeal a federal ruling that reinstated the construction permit for the developer working on a proposed ICE facility in Elk Ridge. In February, the county revoked permits for the project, and developer Genesis GSA filed a lawsuit. Earlier this month, U.S. District Judge Adam Abelson issued an order allowing the developer to continue its work on Meadow Ridge Road, which is more than 90% completed. Howard County attorneys are planning to appeal the preliminary injunction to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit in Richmond, Virginia. And Annapolis Mayor Jared Lippman says the city dock project is proceeding on budget and ahead of schedule. When completed, the project will serve as a defense system to safeguard the downtown area from flooding. During a Tuesday briefing, the mayor updated the project timeline, saying that the U.S. Naval Academy is expected to reopen Barry Gate and restore foot traffic to the Dock Street Business Corridor this December. In March of 2027, the boardwalk along Ego Alley is expected to be open to pedestrians. In July 2027, City Dock Park and the Maritime Welcome Center are scheduled to open. The full timeline is available online at annapolis.gov. And a Baltimore County grand jury has indicted a 26-year-old man for the 2024 murder of his ex-girlfriend. Amir Johnson allegedly shot and killed Shakaya Allen in the parking lot of her apartment building on Whitelaw Place. Police identified Johnson as a suspect, but he remained on the run until his arrest earlier this month. Johnson is charged with first-degree murder and is being held at the Baltimore County Detention Center without bond. He's scheduled to appear in court on September 11th. And Baltimore police are describing Monday's chaos at the Rotunda in North Baltimore as a large gathering of youth, not a teen takeover. But the scene still left residents and visitors shaken after a fight and property damage. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Reese Friedman, on behalf of the Law Offices of Michael Friedman, reminding you that if you or a loved one have been injured in a motor vehicle accident that was not your fault, I do not want you to hesitate. Call us at 410-363-6848 or text us directly from our website, maflaw.com. Consultations are free, and if we take your case, you will not pay a fee until we win. Michael, Stephen, and Rachel will work with you to obtain the best result and get you back on your feet as soon as possible. The Law Offices of Michael Friedman, serving the community for over 40 years.
It's 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker. And it's not even next, it's now. Here he is with traffic and weather on the threes.
And here I'll be right here.
Thank you.
Southbound side of 95 is still busy. Not quite as badly backed up at Moravia Road as it was about 45 minutes ago, but still slow. So you're still in this area from right around O'Donnell Street coming south on 95 and the Eastern Avenue Bridge. But we're making a little bit of progress now through there. 895 still busy as you're coming south from the Urban Avenue ramp. And keep in mind earlier that even the northbound side of 895 was a little bit slow going into the tunnel northbound. That looks better now for the traffic from Child Street and into the Old Harbor Tunnel. A couple of new wrecks, Baltimore County, Route 7 at Campbell Boulevard and Goucher Boulevard at Putty Hill. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny and a little warmer today with a little more humidity as highs reach the mid-80s, turning mostly cloudy tonight with temperatures falling back into the milder low 70s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's and Redbirds tonight in St. Louis for game 2 of 3. Baltimore getting their 9-game road trip started last night the right way.
And he jolts that one out to deep left field. You can forget that. That ball's long gone. An absolute no doubter from Pete Alonso. His 31st of the year is...
And Wagner had the call on Masson. Alonso's 3-run blast. A solo shot by Christian Encarnacion Strand. An 8-run fifth. You put it all together, you get a 13-1 win over the Cardinals in St. Louis last night. The Birds third in their last 4 games. Alonso went 4-for-4 last night. Was pulled after the fifth by manager Albernez. He explained that it was precautionary. The Polar Bear now with 89 driven in on the year. Second only to Yordan Alvarez of the Astros in the American League. The win improves Baltimore to 64-68 now on the campaign, 2.5 back of Cleveland in the wild card race. Ravens and Commanders joint practices begin at 10:30 a.m. The ones will be back on the field for extended work. That'll mean lots of Lamar. Offensive coordinator Declan Doyle was asked how number 8 is doing.
He's done a really good job of buying into what we're asking of him. The footwork, the eyes, the timing. There are still things that we're cleaning up in that regard with the first play. But you mentioned it, like he's one of the best second-play quarterbacks in all of football.
WNBA news, and not a surprise here. The Chicago Sky have banned Enos Kanter-Freedom from their games after his altercation with Natasha Cloud on Sunday. A difference of opinion in who instigated the dust-up. Kanter-Freedom, of course, has declared himself a woman and therefore eligible to play in the WNBA. College sports, 2 most powerful conferences ruled yesterday that no member schools are allowed to sign players who had previously agreed to contracts with pro sports. sports leagues. We're talking about the Big Ten and the SEC, which, if this takes effect, and it will be challenged, would nullify a recent swath of players returning to the college ranks after testing the pro waters. This has an outsized effect on LSU, which has garnered commitments from former pro prospects in both football and men's basketball. And finally, so how much does it actually cost to field a college football team these days in the Power Four conference schools? Well, like most things, the price is going up. West Virginia head coach Rich Rodriguez telling USA Today that most schools in the Big Ten and the SEC operate at a minimum of $25 million per roster, with some operating as high as $60 million. The top spenders in the college game in general, in no particular order, LSU, Miami, Ohio State, Texas, Texas Tech, and Notre Dame. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
A little Dolly Parton here on Casey and Company on WCBM. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey here. We just heard from Pat Dyer. Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore County finally has a chance to make a difference with Pat Dyer for county executive, Nino Mangione for county council, Kevin Ford for state senate in District 42, Chuck Murphy for delegate in 42A, and your humble host this morning, Jeff McDonald, for delegate in District 42B. So we have been talking a lot of local insanity this morning, and it must continue. And right now, I would like to do our transgender update, boys and girls sports. This one today includes Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey, and let's hear what he had to say. Oh, okay, forget it. We don't need to hear it. Well, let's play our theme song by that late, great Klaus Nomi. Ah, you may remember Klaus Nomi from the 80s. He was a crooner and also a German baritone.
You don't know me.
This is for you, Senator Ed.
You don't know me. I'm not just one of your little toys.
And you, Representative Seth Moulton.
Don't say I can't play with a boy.
Here we go, Ed. Right, Seth Moulton? Keep it going. These two Democrat candidates for the United States Senate in Massachusetts took to the debate stage Thursday night, and both made case to voters in the deep blue Commonwealth that their campaigns are most likely to deliver on far-left agenda items. Incumbent Ed Markey, Democrat Massachusetts, and Representative Seth Moulton, Democrat Massachusetts, faced pressing questions over hot-button issues, including gender athletes transgender athletes participating in women's sport, U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement, term limits in Congress, and socialism, growing influence within the Democrat Party during their final debate. Transgender athletes in women's sports. Both Markey and Moulton agreed biological males should be able to participate in female sports, with Markey saying, "Yes, I do. when asked if that should be allowed. Ladies and gentlemen, that is part of the insanity as to where we are today. I don't understand it. How any parent or grandparent, and you know what, with all due respect, look at both Senator Ed Markey and Representative Seth Moulton. If you look at the two of them, they look creepy. I've got to be honest with you. And Senator Ed Markey, you should know better. I don't know if you have children or not, but I have children and I have grandchildren. I have a daughter and I have a granddaughter. And when I look in their eyes, the last thing I would want to see would be a biological male playing in whatever sport they choose. And on top of that, what kind of freaking pervert pedophile would want a man, I don't care who he calls himself, in the locker room with his precious daughter or granddaughter? Look into their eyes. How could you even, where have we gotten that we even consider this insanity? It's beyond comprehension. Both Senator Ed Markey and Representative Seth Moulton, you are our losers of the day for our transgender update with the late great crooner Klaus Nomi. It defies logic at all levels. Ladies and gentlemen, in a little more than 60 days, we can stop all of this madness if we so choose. But let's get to something important right now, and that is traffic and weather together. Chuck, what's happening out there on the highways and byways?
All right, the late slowing still there. Even 895 northbound, which is around this time of the morning, usually cleared out. It's a little bit slow here. Poteet Street up into Child Street going into the Old Harbor Tunnel northbound. The southbound side on 895 is still backed up, even beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Just looked again. We were getting a little better about 20 minutes ago on 95 South, and now it's stacked up again. Moravia Road, the Eastern Avenue Bridge, O'Donnell Street, going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So both the tunnels right now, anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes, and maybe a little bit longer on 95 South. All of that stuff is still out there on the Beltway, the Parkville side, the interloop through Pikesville to the JFX, and the west side, 795 going down the hill, eventually to the Frederick Road ramps, and then better towards the ramps at I-95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Chuck Whitaker, thank you very much. We'll see you in a few. The Fox 45 weather, mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy later today and tonight. Temperatures will fall back into the 70s. It is time for the feel-good story of the day, brought to you by Town Appliance off of Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all of your appliance needs.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Okay, a hero sheepdog assists first responders with helicopter rescue in California. Sheepdog stepped in and helped first responders with a helicopter rescue during an emergency in Laguna Beach, California. The Laguna Beach Police Department and the Laguna Beach Fire Department personnel responded to an emergency on Friday in the foothills, the department said in a social media post. While the first responders on the ground tried to clear the trail so the helicopter could land, the little white sheepdog, who is in charge of a herd of goats that they were in the way, corralled the livestock to the side, the New York Post reported. The sheepdog stepped up and helped guide the group of goats out of the way so the units could work. The department said, that's a good boy. The department posted drone footage of the dog running ahead of the goats and guiding them out of the way of the helicopter so it could land. The end of the video shows a close-up shot of the pup running to the top of the hill with his tail wagging and dozens of goats behind him. Ladies and gentlemen, never underestimate the abilities of a canine.
Hi, Kim Klasick here. Looking for a good time to upgrade your appliances?
Well, at Town Appliance, their big Labor Day event is happening right now. It's a perfect time to save and get ready for the upcoming holidays. You'll love their showroom packed with 70 top brands like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Bosch, and Jen Air. Plus, Mayer & Mayer are absolutely wonderful to work with. They'll keep you right on budget with zero pressure. Just real help. Be sure to ask about their flexible financing options. Visit townappliance.com today for more information.
Welcome back to Casey and Company. Every time I'm Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. Every time I'm on the air, I get the request for We Are Living Through the Lens of Deception. And what we've been talking about today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and the fact that in 60 days we have the opportunity to make change. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to listen to this.
Control of the most intelligent, powerful species on the planet would be to completely divide them from the love within themselves. As soon as they are old enough to begin creating an understanding of who they are, force them into a system that teaches them that it is wrong to be yourself if yourself is different from what is accepted as normal. Confuse them about their own biological makeup so that they think that permanently altering their body is the answer to happiness. Require their daily attendance at an institution that makes them focus only on the information that is provided. Make them attend that institution from age 5 until an adult and repeatedly test them on the information so that it becomes their truth. Give them an explanation to everything so that they never have a chance to make their own assumptions of the world. Scold them and humiliate them if they suggest an opinion that opposes that of their authoritatives. Keep reminding them of how cruel their ancestors were to each other in the past and broadcast how cruel they are to each other in the present. Only show them tragedies on the news so that they live in fear and think the worst of one another. Convince them that their species used to be that of an incognizant wild animal. Make them think that their very existence is so incredibly random that they lack purpose and struggle to make sense of a creator. Tell them that their kind is as smart as they've ever been so that they don't question the integrity of the system that they're in. Provide them idols with artificial beauty and use them as examples of what it is to look perfect so that they are never content with their own appearance and can't help but to compare themselves amongst each other. Create addictive digital platforms that rank them by numbers so that they base their self-worth off of the amount of followers that they have and are never satisfied. Build a society around them in which those who have money benefit and those who don't fail. Make money their main focus, but make it so difficult to accumulate that they remain in a place of constant struggle, forced to dedicate the majority of their time to the system that made it this way. Tax them in every way possible, but tell them that it's for their own benefit so that they don't think twice about paying it. Take so much of their time and energy throughout the week, but give them 2 days to themselves so that they feel a sense of reward and don't fight back. Promote the consumption of poison in every social setting so that even on those 2 days, they remain disconnected from themselves and each other. Pump their food with excess sugars and addictive chemicals, but make it cheap, advertised, and easily accessible so that they never stop consuming. When their food makes them ill, prescribe them medication that only masks the symptoms so that they become dependent on it every day. Charge them so much money for healthcare so that they stay in a constant loop of consuming, medicating, and working. Cause chaos amongst them and blame it on a group of their own so that they form judgmental stereotypes. Turn them against each other in so many ways so that even if they were to connect on one, they would still be divided by another.
We spent the entire show this morning and the previous 2 days that I've had the blessing and the privilege to be with you to unfold all of this. What that young lady said, and I think that that is actually probably 20 plus years old, is spot on. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. We have the opportunity in 60 days to change our communities, to change our county, to change our state. The question is, will we get involved and do it? I am Jeff McDonald sitting in for Sean Casey. We will be right back.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
More than ever, ladies and gentlemen, we need the light. I am Jeff McDonald, sitting in for Sean Casey this morning on Casey and Company here on WCBM 680 AM 99.9 FM in Harford County and around the world at WCBM.com. I cannot stress to you enough the importance of each of us here in 2026, getting involved, learning a little bit about those who want to represent us so we can again make Maryland the land of pleasant living. We're going to talk about that a little bit more, but right now let's go to traffic with Chuck, the living legend of traffic, Whitaker. Chuck, what's happening?
Well, I wish you a good day, my friend.
You know what, Chuck? It is always an absolute pleasure to spend time with you and broadcast with you. I mean, you are like, you followed your passion. And how many years has it been?
57.
57 years. There's a prime example of... Huh?
I don't understand how all that went by that fast.
I'm right there with you, my friend, but you're the epitome of a professional. You do a great job, and I love working with you. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Enjoy your day,
you
and
too.
Everybody else as well. 295 at Waterview Avenue. There may be a wreck there. I've been hearing some chatter that a couple of vehicles might be involved. So if you're coming off the ramp from 95 down to the parkway, or if you're coming in from Anne Arundel County on 295, that was a report I just heard a couple of moments ago. Baltimore County had a couple of accidents in the last 30 minutes. Route 7 at Campbell Boulevard, Goucher Boulevard at Putty Hill. All the late slowing is still on the Beltway with all this heavy traffic. Now school coming back in to the picture as well. So very slow through Parkville, the inner loop through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. And there's still some late backing as we're trying to get in to both the Harbor Tunnels southbound, anywhere from 10 to 15, maybe a 20-minute delay as you're coming south on 95 and 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you very much, Chuck. As always, it is an absolute pleasure. 57 years broadcasting traffic. Impressive. The Fox 45 news weather update, mostly sunny today with highs in the 80s, turning mostly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, the temperatures will fall back into the 70s, so open the windows and get some fresh air. Right now in St. Michael's, it's 70 degrees. In Westminster, it's 63 degrees. And the Maryland and Delaware beaches shores, it's 75 degrees. Ladies and gentlemen, we hit a lot of things over the last 3 days. And one of the things I really wanted to touch on, but I didn't, was AI. And before I get into that real quick, please, I cannot stress to you enough, learn about the candidates that are running in your community, in your county, and in our state. We truly do. As Pat Dyer said earlier, and visit friendsofpatdyer.com and support Pat for Baltimore County Executive. Pat made great points this morning. Public safety, education, independent businesses, entrepreneurial spirit. We did a segment on Dolly Parton this morning, Michelle and I. The woman started at age 10 with a guitar, and she took that passion and that the passion and that God-given talent and turned it into an incredible, incredible career. May she rest in peace. Also, we wish speedy recovery for Officer Caltafamo, who was shot at Gwynn's Falls on the Gwynn's Falls Trail Sunday a week ago, and by someone who should have been locked up a long, long time ago. Ladies and gentlemen, we must and can do better. If you want to learn more about me, I am Jeff McDonald. I'm running for delegate in 42B in Baltimore County. Simply go to jeffkmcdonald.com, jeffkmcdonald.com. But what I want to do right now is talk a little bit about these AI data centers. Environmentally, they consume millions of gallons of water daily, risking aquifer depletion, especially in states such as Arizona and Texas. Additionally, AI data centers strain electrical grids, resulting in drastically increased residential utility bills. Boy, don't we know about that in Maryland. They physically consume thousands of fertile agricultural land. Agriculture is the number one industry in Maryland, replacing it with industrial blight. As DeWeese explains, these IA data centers provide infrastructure for digital and total surveillance state by powering biometric digital IDs, real-time predictive policy algorithms used to identify potential crimes or threats before they may occur. The central bank digital currencies that can monitor and restrict citizens' behavior. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. These AI data centers would be very, very intrusive. Again, I want to thank you all very much for listening this week. I hope you've enjoyed the show and the valuable information we've shared. Thank you very much to Michelle and for Kristen, who always do a fantastic job producing, and most importantly, Sean Casey and WCBM for giving me the opportunity. May God bless you, and remember, the greatest gift from God is grace through our faith in Jesus Christ. Thanks again, and never forget, the truth has no agenda, and rebellion to tyranny is obedience to God. Embrace the greatness of American exceptionalism. Remember, this is our country, so make a difference every day. Let's do this again soon. Stay tuned for Kim Klasick Live. Thanks again. Keep punching. May God bless you. I look forward to talking with you.